Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, November the 11th, 2014, and you're tuned into Step Into Your Power with Fianna, and I am your host, Fianna Sharon Huff. I want to wish a happy Veterans Day to all of the men and women who have served this wonderful country. I thank God for my grandfather, who was in the Air Forces, and he served, and it's something that my children and I have to look up to and to be thankful for. So, again, thank you for all that you have done and that you are doing. Happy Veterans Day. Imagine experiencing excruciatingly painful headaches for an entire year, only to find out that you had a brain disease called trigeminal neuralgia. Well, that was the case for Tanya Jackson. However, thanks to her husband, who kept digging and researching, on top of finding a neurologist who could pinpoint her pain, Tanya was able to get answers and solutions, which on March the 4th of this year, she had brain surgery. If you see her, you wouldn't know what her life had been like for the past year and 8 months. She has a new leash on life. She is more busy than ever. And her new name is Healthy Brain Tanya. And I want to just welcome her to the show. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, you are so welcome. When we connected on social media and you shared your story, I knew that I had to have you on this show. Tell our listening audience about your past year and 8 months.
Yes, trigeminal neuralgia, I had come down what I thought was a toothache, because it gives you the signs of a toothache, a sinus infection, or a sinus headache. It's a lot of pressure. It felt like somebody was taking my face and pushing it to my nose. That's how much the pressure was. And then I kept going to the dentist because I was thinking maybe I have a cavity, because I felt like I had a toothache on the right side of my face, not the left, but the right. And I kept going to the dentist, and the dentist kept saying, "No, I don't see anything in the x-rays, no cavities. We're going to refer you to a specialist." Test after test after test. Going to the ER practically every day or every couple of days. They're running tests. Well, after a year and 8 months, my husband finds this neurologist. He didn't specialize in it, so he referred us to a neurosurgeon. When I went to the neurosurgeon after a year and 8 months, the neurosurgeon said, "Well, Ms. Jackson, you know, he did the test. The test came back. I did blood work." He was like, "Let me give you some more tests." When he did a MRI. He did a PET scan first. Then he did an MRI. Okay. Once he did the MRI, it showed up. It stuck out like a sore thumb. The nerve, you could completely see it. I have x-rays of it. And he said, we're going to have to schedule you within the next 2 weeks. You have trigeminal neuralgia. And I was like, what's that?
Right.
I was like, what's that? And he was like, you have a neuro brain disease. And I've had it for a year and 8 months and didn't know it. And it was quite fatal. It was. It's the sensory nerve that controls the brain. And all I could say was, look at God, because he kept me. I was in excruciating pain, did not know it, a year and 8 months, and I was like, look at God. He kept me with a fatal brain disease for a year and 8 months. So it is an awesome testimony.
How did your husband know to contact or to find a neurologist? And first of all, we want to just celebrate and love on your husband. What's your husband's name?
His name is Rob Williams.
We love you, Rob Williams. Thank you so much for just being a wonderful, awesome,
yes,
in tune husband and fighting for your wife. We thank you on this day.
Yes. Yes.
So now, how did he know to go that far to contact a neurologist?
Doing the research, seeing how much pain I was in, and he was just helpless. After a year and 8 months, I guess he just, you know, finally said, hey, I have to step in. I have to do something. I have to get some comfort for my wife. So he found the neurologist, and the neurologist referred him to the neurosurgeon that did my operation. It's called a microvascular decompression with a craniotomy. Craniotomy is brain. So I had the brain surgery March 4th, 2014. After a year and 8 months of dealing with this crippling head pressure, and like I said, he was feeling helpless. So he stepped in and he got me some help. I used to cry all the time. I was very sleep deprived. A person that would like, if you binged and purged, if you were ill and you were like abusing drugs and you go out there and you binge and get high for X amount of days, and then you would be able to go to sleep. Well, I was the opposite. I was up maybe 2-3 days in a row. I'd maybe get an hour worth of sleep. I had lost so much weight. Everything consumed me. That pain consumed me. I used to say 24/8. I eat, sleep, walk, talk. I'm a very outspoken person. I'm very live and outspoken. I had completely shut down. My bedroom was always dark. It was like a person going through, I would say, cancer. I was sensitive to light, so my room was very dark. I'm very verbal. I was, you know, completely shut down. I started writing things. I started texting a lot. I started texting where I am very verbal. And, you know,
right,
I would mumble. My husband, for a year and 8 months, I would mumble to him, you want something to drink? can I help you to the bathroom? I mean, literally, I had to be a baby. He had to bathe me. He had to help me brush my teeth. I mean, literally, for a year and 8 months. So it really, like I said, it really consumed me. I'm very active with my grandbabies. I have two grandbabies. Like I said, it come to the point that my face, like I said, the right side of my face had a paralysis, and I used to rub my face, and I rubbed my face so much that it actually turned two-tone. The skin turned two-tone because I was not supposed to stimulate my face, but I thought if I just rub it for a millisecond, just get some kind of comfort. You know?
Right.
But it actually stimulated the nerves more. And then I did that so much. I put so much pressure rubbing my face. And then after a while, my granddaughter started rubbing her face. Because every time she sees grandma, if I take them, you know, if I get enough energy and walk them to the park, I'm rubbing my face. Every second, every minute, I'm rubbing my face. And then I looked at her one day, and she started rubbing her face. You know,
right.
The kids mimic what they see you do.
Right. She wanted to be like grandma. If grandma was doing it, then she wanted to be there, right?
Yeah, she didn't realize that I was sick and in pain.
So now, what was it like prepare for the surgery, and then how long was the surgery, and did they explain what happened afterwards?
Yes. I went February the 11th past. I went February the 11th for the initial consultation, and when I walked in, I was very nervous. I've never had brain surgery before. So
right.
I was nervous, but I went in and I asked the neurosurgeon, his name is Dr. Singh, and I said, "Dr. Singh, what do I expect? I'm very nervous." I said, "But I tell you what, I want comfort from this pain. This crippling pain." He said, "Well, it's going to be about 3.5 hours long." So it wasn't a very long surgery. You would think if you're having brain surgery, it's going to be hours and hours. He said, "It's going to be about 3.5 hours long. You're going to be in neuro ICU for a day. Because we have to closely monitor you for a day." He said, "Then you're going to be in your regular room for 4 days. So it's going to be a 5-day hospital stay total."
Right, right.
I said, "Okay." I said, and I let him know I'm very nervous. You know, what do I need to do? And he was like, "Well, I need you to make sure you have your backpack, continue to bring all your medications." I have been on these medications for a year and 8 months, and it didn't do anything. Nothing. I was on a nerve stimulant that's supposed to calm the overactive nerves, the overactive nerve brain activity that I had, and it didn't do anything. I took it for a year and 8 months, 4 times a day, and the medication didn't do anything. It was in my system for a year and 8 months, and it didn't do anything. Every pain pill I would get when I go to the ER, every pain pill they tell me, prescription or over-the-counter, didn't work. I go to the ER practically every other day or every 2 days or so. They're giving me morphine and Dilantin. And they're giving it to me via IV every 4 hours, and it was like they wasn't even giving it to me. It didn't make me sleepy. It didn't ease up the pain. Nothing worked. Nothing at all. For a year and 8 months.
That's quite a bit of time to be taking that medicine and to be in that type of pain and for nothing to work. But like you said at the beginning, you know, but God.
Yes.
So, you know, after the surgery, you know, you were in the hospital, you said, for an additional 4 days? It was a total of five?
Five, yes. I was in ICU. I was in neuro ICU for the first day so they could closely monitor me. And then the last 4 days, I was in my regular room. So I went in Tuesday. I had the surgery on Tuesday, March the 4th. And given, funny story, the Monday before the day I went into the hospital to have the surgery, I do production. So I was scheduled to do like a TV production to go and assist with the filming. So my director, she called, her name is Inez Grant, and she called and she was saying, oh, I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, I'm not going to be able to see you tomorrow. I'm not going to be there. And I said, oh, well, I can't come. She said, why? I said, I'm having brain surgery tomorrow. She said, what? I said, yes. She says, you're lying. I said, no, I'm not. I said, as sure as the snow is on the ground, because it had snowed so much that Sunday, and I was talking to her the next day. I said, as sure as the snow is on the ground, I said, I am having brain surgery. She said, what in the world? And I had to tell her after a year and 8 months of working closely with her that I was very ill. No one knew but immediate family and a few friends. They were the only people that knew. So after a year and 8 months of seeing her maybe 6 days a week, that I was very ill because I didn't let anybody know because I didn't want them to say, Tanya can't do her job. What's going on? She's, you know, always complaining. So imagine imagine being very ill and not being able to tell your job that you're ill and then not knowing that you actually have a fatal brain disease and not knowing that for a year and 8 months. She said, are you serious? I said, yes. I said, I will be going, having brain surgery. First thing in the morning, I will be there getting prepped. She says, well, let me know where you're at, and I'll send you a bouquet of flowers. And that's exactly what she did. It was funny to me, but I was like, I hate to tell you like this, but I have to tell you. But it was, man, we just laughed because she could not believe it. She was like, again, I was like, look at God. That's all I kept saying, look at God. And I was like, here it is, and it's snow on the ground. So then I was like, am I really this close? Am I really going to have the surgery, or are they going to reschedule? You know, so I call to make sure I'm still due to come in and have the surgery. And the gentleman who answered the phone, he said, yes, Ms. Jackson, you're still scheduled. I said, okay, I was just calling to make sure because it was like 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground. And I was like, right. I will be there tomorrow. I said, I will be there tomorrow with bells on. He said, 10 o'clock. For prep, I got there at 9:30, And I got there at 9:30. They started prepping me. My sister was there. She came in. And I would like to ask everyone, keep her in prayer. Her name is Katrina Williams. She is going through a cyst on her ovaries. She had just been there Monday to get one cyst removed. And she was there with me the next day. So keep her in prayer. I said, you don't need to be here. She said, yes, I do. They getting ready to go in your brain. Is you crazy? So she was there all pumped up on drugs because, like I said, she had just had her procedure. She had one cyst removed, and they have to do another one. So, but it was very funny. But I was there at 9:30. They wheeled me right on back and started prepping me, and the doctor was actually doing microvascular decompression and a craniotomy before me. So my surgery was scheduled for 12, but he was already doing the surgery prior to me. So they just kept me comfortable. They really didn't give me any pain medicine because they wanted to do that afterwards. So the anesthesiologist, he came in. He was very nice. He was like, oh, I heard you like purple. And the staff was just so warm.
Wonderful. Right.
Yes.
So let me tell you, let me ask you this. How has your life changed from, you know, as a result of, you know, what you went through and, of course, you know, the successful surgery? You know, how has your life changed? And now that you are a healthy brain, Tanya,
yes,
what are you doing moving forward?
Yes, I am. I'm actually in the process of doing two books. I am going to do a book simply on the trigeminal neuralgia, and I've already started doing that. My book of poems that I was trying to do the last few years, I'm doing. I'm also back in production. I've done, video, a YouTube video. If you type in Tanya Jackson, T-O-N-Y-A Jackson, I've done a YouTube video to bring awareness to this brain disease that I had. It affects 200,000 people a year. So I am definitely an advocate for that. And I had did it before my neurosurgeon even mentioned it. He said, hey, why don't you do a video on your brain disease? I said, Dr. Singh, you're late. I was there Friday for the follow-up. This was my six-week follow-up and to get the stitches out. And I said, you're late, Dr. Singh. I did it last Wednesday. And he was like, great. So I did the video to bring awareness. I am finishing my book of poems, which is called Home. And I'm back in production. I'm doing video assistant. I have the current video. It has 10,000 views on YouTube. It's, if you follow Mike Payne, is the artist. And it's Mike Payne World, and the name of the video is French Kiss. And it is targeting, we did it for the month of September. We did it for the month of September, but it targeted domestic violence.
Okay.
And like I said, you know, that's a big issue. The video is based on the female's, how she views herself, but it's actually, when you see the video, it's called French Kiss, and it's by Mike Payne, and the chorus is by Mr. Kenny Ray, singer-songwriter Kenny Ray, who's also a Virginian, I always say. So We are all local from the 757 area.
Okay. Well, your story is truly incredible, and it's just amazing that you are doing so many things. You know, I know that you were busy before, productively busy, but you are doing even more things, and you're also going to school, correct?
Yes. Once I got sick and I was unable to, I took a medical leave of absence from Bryan and Stratton. Since I've had the surgery, I started back in May. So I will be getting my bachelor's in business administration. That's my field. It always has. I have an associate's in mass comm and marketing from Norfolk State. But I will be getting my bachelor's in business administration.
Wow.
Go ahead.
I'm truly amazed. I mean, March 4th, 2014, and today is November the 11th, 2014. And the thing that comes to mind for me is no excuses.
Yes.
No excuses.
Yes, because you got to think the whole time I was sick, I was still going to school. They said, look, Miss Jackson, I said, look, I got these student loans. This stuff costing me. I can't afford to be missing school. They said, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you a medical leave of absence. And once they figure out what's going on, and like I said, when I had the surgery, and then I went back in May, and it was like I never left. I love Bryan and Stratton. I go to Virginia Beach campus. I work hard. I'm a 4.0.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to thank God. Yeah. I work very hard. Very hard.
Wow. Well, you know, we celebrate
great,
you on
I have
today.
A great support system, too. It helps if you have a great support system.
Absolutely. Wow. I'm so excited for you and all that you're doing. I just really, really appreciate you, and thank you for trusting me to share your story and to talk with you on the show. I hope that you all who are listening, tuned in, can just really bask in the happiness of this story. And we're going to have the replay so that you can listen to it again and so that you can also share it with others. I just want to thank you again, Healthy Brain Tanya, for being on the show. And, you know, I really appreciate you. I respect you. I honor you. And, again, thank you all who have listened in. You were tuned in to Step Into Your Power with Tiana. Have a blessed day. Celebrate those veterans in your life. Love them.
Yes.
Tell them that you appreciate them. And I just want everyone to have a wonderful day. And tune in next Tuesday, again, at 6 a.m. with Step Into Your Power with Tiana. Have a blessed day.